In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, this past Monday I had the grace, the privilege to be a sponsor for a young lad who's been confirmed. His name's Justin. And so I drove to Chicago, and I was at St. Thomas More. Bishop Joseph Perry, one of the auxiliary bishops in Chicago, once a year, they have this occasion where all the homeschool families that come together, those who are ready for confirmation, are confirmed. And I'm also Justin's godfather, and so then to be his sponsor for confirmation was the first time I've had that, and it was a great honor. And I told Justin, he's about 8 years of age, I said, now you're going to receive tremendous graces today. You're going to be sealed with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to enlighten and guide you, strengthen you in your pilgrimage of life. And I said, I want a little prayer you could do throughout the evening is to say, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Now he's all excited. He's bubbling over. He's about to receive this great sacrament. He took the name St. Philip Neri, the great apostle of Rome. And St. Philip Neri is an apostle of joy. And Justin's just like it. It's just a little bundle of joy. He smiles all the time. And gets easily distracted here, looking here and there. So I, aware of that, I told him, keep saying that, come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. And the point came where the bishop invited us then, the sponsors and those to be confirmed, to come up to the communion rail. And they all kneel around. And there's probably about 30 or 40 people before us to be confirmed before Justin. So I had my hand on his shoulder, and he's kneeling down there, has his name tag, St. Philip Neri, he's to be confirmed. And so for about a minute or so, he's like this, and then he starts looking this way and this way. And then I would lean down, come, Holy Spirit. Then he would refocus. And then another minute. So I probably did about a half a dozen times, come, Holy Spirit. Afterwards, his father thanked me. And providentially, his mother had told him the same thing the day before. I didn't know that. I realized my son gets easy to track and say, come, Holy Spirit. So I kept doing that. It's just filled with joy. It was such a privilege to be there. And I always asked the Lord to renew in my own heart all the grace that I had received in confirmation, baptism, ordination. Anyway, but after that, what Bishop Perry did is the first time I've ever seen this at a confirmation. After he did that, he exposed the Blessed Sacrament. He sang those salutaris, the prayers, sang Tantum Ergo, and the benediction. What Bishop Perry was doing by example was telling everyone present to focus on Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. Jesus Christ. There are seven sacraments. They're from Jesus Christ. The Eucharist is Jesus, who's the author of the seven sacraments. That this gift of confirmation, you can seal with the Holy Spirit this day, to empower them to live a deeper life in Jesus Christ. Now, my dear friends in Christ, all of us here in our pilgrimage of life, we have a tendency like Justin where we get distracted. We look here, we're worried about what our neighbors think here, we're worried about this financial thing here, we're looking all over. This feast day today is a reminder to the whole church to focus on Jesus Christ, to refocus, to recommit ourselves to Jesus Christ. Pope Benedict XVI said, this day, it focuses on the mystery of transubstantiation. That's a word in theology. The trans, it signifies that the substance of bread, the substance is transformed. It changes into the actual body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. It still looks like bread, still white, same size, same weight, but the substance has changed. It's Christ's body. He says, love is transubstantiation, it's transformation. Jesus changes, the bread's changed, him, and when we receive our Lord, he transforms us. Corpus Christi tells us, yes, there is such a thing as love. Therefore, there is transubstantiation. Therefore, there is hope. And hope gives us the strength to live and face the world. No matter what situation we may find ourselves in our pilgrimage of life, that if we go to the Lord, he can give us strength and transform it to something great, something beautiful, if we go to him and allow that and share it with him. He said, the Holy Father, the Council of Trent said the purpose of Corpus Christi was to arouse gratitude in the hearts of men and women and to remind them of their common Lord. He said, therefore, there's three purposes. First, Corpus Christi, what we celebrate today, is to counter man's forgetfulness. Second, to elicit his thankfulness. And third, fellowship, which is at work where people are looking together at the one Lord. You know, and, the Holy Father went on, he said, there was a great deal said about people that get involved with computers and meetings and appointment, and we have become appallingly thoughtless and forgetful. Not just of our neighbor, but even worse, thoughtless and forgetful about eternity. Thoughtless and forgetful about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Holy Father went on to write, he said, many of us, there's a tendency where we could live real shallow lives. You know, someone's in college and they're, okay, I'm going to get my degree and I'm going to do this. Or I'm going to get married and this is going to happen. So you keep getting to these different levels, stages of life. But once you get there, you're like, is there something more? If someone's reflecting a little bit, that thought will come, there's got to be something more. And there is. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. He said, one of the deadliest poisons is indifference. Indifference to our spiritual life. Indifference to Jesus Christ. Indifference to Jesus in the blessed sacrament of the altar. And all the lives of the saints I've read, all the lives of the mystics, when our Lord appears to them, he refers to the Eucharist. He says this consistently. I am so forgotten, so neglected, they treat me as a dead object. But I'm alive. I'm alive. Let me just give you a couple quick examples here. This is from St. Faustina. Our Lord said, when I come to the human heart in Holy Communion, my hands are full of all kinds of graces which I want to give souls. But souls do not even pay attention to me. They leave me to myself and busy themselves about other things. Our Lord's talking right at the point of receiving the Holy Communion. We go back to the pew, we start thinking about this and that. Okay, I got to go shopping, I have to do this, I got to do this. Stop. Stop. The Lord says, I'm here. It's like we invite a guest over to the house, open the door, they come in, we greet them, and then we totally ignore them. That's what we do with the Lord. Oh, how sad I am that souls do not recognize love. They treat me as a dead object. Just another example for him. He said, consider my love in the Blessed Sacrament. Here I am, entirely yours, body, blood, soul, divinity, as your bridegroom. You know what love demands, one thing, reciprocity. The Lord gives us himself, and he wants our attention, even more so, he wants our hearts. Blessed John Henry Cardinal Newman was just beatified just a few years ago by Pope Benedict XVI. He had this interesting meditation. He said, suppose a man who lived an unholy life, didn't go to church, didn't pray, couldn't tolerate people talking about Jesus or the angels or purgatory, things like that. Suppose a man like that, unholy, didn't pray, were allowed to enter heaven. He would find it very difficult. There would be no conversations in which he would be interested in. There would be no pursuits which he would like. He wouldn't feel at all at home. It would be just like a fish totally out of water. So God, in his mercy, would not allow a soul like that to enter heaven. While we're here on earth, our pilgrimage of life in this realm of time and space, we're called to have a deep, intimate love and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And it comes through the Eucharist. Through the Eucharist. Receiving Jesus in the state of grace. Receiving Jesus in the state of grace. That's why we have confessions here every day. The reason I've said this before, but I'll say it again. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27 says, if you receive the body of Christ and worthy of the state of mortal sin, you eat and drink damnation unto yourself. That's why we have confessions here every day. You know, it takes a man to come up, put their arms like that. If they're not properly disposed, maybe the ages before marriage or something like that, they cross their arms. That's the living God who comes into our heart and he wants to transform it. But we're supposed to center in Christ. If we don't do any spiritual reading, if we're not praying, if we don't care anything about what the Holy Father says, what the church teaches, how could we ever be admitted into heaven? We'd be totally uncomfortable. We'd be in an element, well, I don't belong here. I don't belong here. Now, by God's grace, I think all of us here, we're trying. We know that we're imperfect. And we fall short of the glory of God, but we're trying. We're praying every day, huh? Once you confirm, at least a half hour a day. I've read a different church document that once you confirm a soul should be praying at least a half hour a day. Now, the Adoration Chapel is opening up today. It's a great reminder to us to focus, to rededicate ourselves to Christ. That Christ is the meaning of everything. And Jesus Christ himself says, could you not watch an hour? That Jonah beheld that for the layperson at least 1 hour with our Lord a week. 1 hour. There's a lot that our Lord's going to do for you when you spend an hour in adoration. It's incredible. Our chapel, even though Jesus is not sacramentally present there right at this moment, he will be real shortly, it's already anointed. It was blessed by a successor of the apostles, what we did, the groundbreaking. It was blessed, again, on May 1st, the Feast of St. Joe the Worker. Many, many prayers have already been prayed in there. We have miraculous medals, St. Benedict medals, St. Francis Clare medals, all within the foundation and the walls. All these different things have been totally blessed. It's a wonderful, wonderful feel to right now. And when you go in there, you're going to experience this when you go for your adoration hour. You won't want to leave. If you open your heart up to the Lord right there, you won't want to leave. The chapel physically is beautiful, but once the Lord's enthroned there, we have the angels on both sides, the angels reminding us, focus on Jesus Christ. When I was coming back after the confirmations, I called Carol Dolan, parish secretary, and said, Carol, how's the progress going? She said, Father, the chapel looks magnificent. They just put the carpet down, they're putting the pews in. She's describing, I'm getting all excited. And Father Barry on his phone was sending me pictures that he had taken on his phone. I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh my goodness, I gotta get back, gotta get back. Right when I get back, I'm right to it. It's just beautiful, it's magnificent, magnificent. But we give the best for God, the best for God. So many people sacrificed, so many people worked hard and prayed to make this possible. This reality, this dream has become a reality. So many people have taken this leap of faith, and I thank you for that. Our Lord thanks you for that. Now the chapel is built, and our Lord will be here really shortly. Spend time with him. He'll be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this chapel should help to re-enkindle, help us to recommit our lives to Jesus Christ, to Jesus Christ, to Jesus Christ. If anyone here, if you don't believe that Jesus is the blessed sacrament, from time to time, people are real honest and humble, they tell me, they have doubts. Beg the Lord, Lord, there's scales on my eyes. Help them to drop. A lot of times it's sin. They haven't gone to confession for a while, so they blind their blind in faith. Just get down. If you have the faith, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. You received a precious, precious gift. How many people do we know who are Catholic, who don't have the gift of the Eucharist? The Eucharist. You know what's going to happen? For those who are accepting our Lord's invitation, he's inviting everyone. You'll come to the point, I need to go to Mass more often. I need to go to confession more often. This is what I ask you to do. Mark your calendar, June 10th, 2012, to June 10th, Corpus Christi of next year, 2013, and see where you are. If you spend that time with the Lord each week, he will transform you. You'll have a deeper peace of heart, greater joy. St. Thomas Aquinas said the greatest of Christ's miracles was that of the Eucharist. We are so blessed. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I ask your richest blessings and anointing for all the prayer warriors and all the benefactors of the St. Joseph's Adoration Chapel. We ask, beg, and implore your richest blessings on each and every soul that shall ever set foot in the chapel. We thank you for St. Joseph, our Lady, who interceded so powerfully for us for this chapel to become a reality. Lord, we praise you, we thank you, and we believe, adore, hope, and love you, and beg pardon, dear Jesus, for all who do not believe, who do not adore, who do not hope, and who do not love you. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.